Then the Gemara has a problem with the pasuk. It switches from plural to singular. It says Vayalu Banegev, Vayavo at Chevron. They all of the Meraglim entered Eretz Yisrael starting from the south. Vayavo at Chevron, he came to Chevron. Frag the Gemara, Vayavoyu mi boyalei. If it starts off in plural, so it should continue in plural. The answer is they didn't all go to Chevron. In Chevron, I buried Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Maris Hamachpelo. So only one of them went to Chevron. Malamei Shapirish Kole Miatzas Hamraglim. Kole broke away from the others. He heard that the others, from day number one, they made up their mind they're going to give a negative report because they don't want to lose their positions as the leaders. And he was only praying to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he shouldn't fall in with them. He should not give such a negative report. Pirish Kole Miatzas Hamraglim. Holach Vinishtatech Halkivei Ovas. And he went to daven. You don't daven to Ovos. You're not allowed to daven to a dead person. Right, he went to pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam al kivi Ovos. So what does it help to daven al kivi Ovos? Mokum menuchas atzadikim is considered a mokum kodesh. So it's like davening in a shul. Davening in a mokum mekudosh. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, if there's atziras kshomim, if there's some major tragedy and the Bezin feels compelled to be goyza tainis, so it says everybody should go to the cemetery to pray. Why do they go to the cemetery? So the Gemara says, if it's a Jewish cemetery where you have tzaddikim buried there, so makom menuchas tzaddikim is considered like a makom kodesh to pray. And then the Gemara has the other opinion, and even if it's not a Jewish cemetery, they're going buried there, it's still a good idea to go visit the cemetery. Every person should realize, sef kol adam lamus, and we should all do tshuva, and if we'll all do tshuva, then the tragedy will end. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on a Tainas, on Tisha B'Av, on Shavuos HaBetamnas, on Tzom Gedalia, it's Kedai, and on all Tanesim, it's Kedai to go visit a cemetery. Preferable is to visit a cemetery where you have tzaddikim buried. And second best, even if there's no Jewish cemetery, if it's too difficult, too far away to visit a Jewish cemetery, so you visit a Goyish cemetery. So a person should see with his own eyes that we all know in the back of our mind, we all know we're all going to die. But we all sin. We don't think about it. So if you go visit the cemetery, you'll be a little more cognizant of that fact. And well, maybe there's a chance that we'll do tshuva. Right. The Vilna Goyen, after his father passed away, the Vilna Goyen went to visit his father's kever. So then he had a dream that his father appreciated it very much. His father had a tremendous nachas ruach from it, but it had a negative effect on the Vilna Goyen's neshama. So that's it. So from that time on, he never went to visit the cemetery. And then in Volozhin, they carried on the tradition, the traditions of the Vilna Goy.
Yeah.
So that's a tradition from the Vilna Goy.
Not
to go to the cemetery. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik said when his parents died, he never visited the cemetery. He said only after his wife died, then he visited every single week. He violated the family tradition, but he said it paid off. So he told over the story. That he used to go every single week, and once he went before Rosh Hashanah. So he was about to leave the cemetery, and there was a taxi waiting outside. He was going to drive him home. So a man came with two women, and he thought Rabbi Soloveitchik was a shamus who stands there to make a few dollars. So he asked him, "Could you say a prayer by my father's grave?" So he said, "Yes." So he said, "Kel Malarachim." Then he tells him, "My uncle is buried over there. Can you say a prayer by my uncle?" He says, "That's fine." Then he says, "His shviga is buried over there." He goes over there. Then he gives him a $20 bill. So he said, "Thank you very much. Have a happy new year." And he gave him back the $20 bill. So then he figured he wants more money. So he gave him a $100 bill. So he said, he gave him back the $100. He said, no. Have a happy new year. Thank you very much. I don't need any money." So he was wondering, why doesn't he need the money? Who is he? So then he sees that he goes out. He goes outside of the gate, and Rabbi Soloveitchik takes the taxi. So it can't be that he's a schnorr. He takes a taxi, and he gives back a $100 bill. So he went into the office, and he asked, "Who is that?" So he said, "That's the chief rabbi in the United States." "Oh, this is Rabbi Soloveitchik." So he said, "That was before Rosh Hashanah. He was visiting his wife's grave." So he said, "Before Yom Kippur, there was a check in the mail for Maimonides for $1,000, and every year afterwards they sent $1,000 for Maimonides." So he said, "I violated the family tradition, but it paid off." So I told the story to Dr. Lamb once. He said, "Nobody ever gave me $1,000 for saying a Kel Malarach." No, but I remember once at a Chag HaSmicha. When I was in high school, I remember we used to go to the Chag HaSmicha. So the Rav gave a whole drasha why they didn't go to visit the cemetery. That in our religion we emphasize living, and we're not interested in the dead. We don't want to have anything to do with the dead. Kohanim are not allowed to be metame l'meisim. We stay away from the dead. But the whole story comes because the Vilna Gaon had such a dream that his father said he had a big nachas ruach when his son visited his kever, but it had a negative effect on his son. So that's why from that time on the Vilna Gaon didn't go. Then the Talmid HaGra picked up this practice from the Gaon, not to go to visit the son. So the Gemara says, why did he go to Hebron? Who went to Hebron? It was Kolev, because it switches from plural to singular, Vayalu Banegev, plural, Vayavod Hebron, only one of them. So the Gemara says that it was Kolev. But the same Pasuk starts in the plural. Starts in the plural. So that's how the Gemara says that the one who went to Hebron to be he went to be Mispalal, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but he uses a lashon Amalahem Avoisa. He asks Avram Yitzchak Yankiv, they should be mispalel for him. Bakshu alai rachmim she'enotzel me'atzas hamaraglim. This is a shaila. Is that really right? This Gemara assumes that it is proper. There's nothing wrong. They ask the tzaddikim who are not alive to be mispalel for me.
Not crazy.
The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, I ask the mace to help me out. The mace doesn't have any power. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has power. Here, I asked the mason, they should be mispalel for me. So there were two of the 12 gave a good report, gave an honest report. So Kolev had to be mispalel. How come Yeshua didn't have to go also to be mispalel? Gemara, Yeshua already had, he was covered. Yeshua zog the Gemara, kvar bikesh Moshe olav rachmim. Moshe Rabbeinu was already mispalel of him. Shenemar, before he sent them with the other miraglim, it says that he changed his name. Yehoshua, what's the significance of changing the name? Yehoshua means Kol Yoshiacha Me'atzas Meraglim. He was his Talmud. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Yehoshua ben Nun more than the other. He had many Talmidim, but he loved Yehoshua ben Nun more than the other. So that's why he was specially mispalel for Yehoshua ben Nun.